我们感谢神。
We thank God.
在犹大人，他们在神的面前。
For the people of the of Judah, when they come before God.
经历了神的那个管教，经历了神的，甚至是鞭打。
That they have experienced God's discipline and also His scourging.
但是神并没有让他们有一个感觉说神弃绝他们。
But God did not let them feel that God has forsaken them.
神说明了为什么神要管教他们。
And God has explained why He has to discipline them.
神也显明了他怎么来显出他的挽回和拯救。
And also God has shown them how He would manifest His atonement and His salvation.
我们上次也特别指出了从第七章开始到十二章。
And last time we pointed out starting from chapter 7 to chapter 12.
那是因着亚兰人和以色列人联手来攻打犹大所引发出来的神说的话。
And those words are brought forth by the union of the Arameans and also the Israelites, how they unite together to attack Judah.
从神当日解除他们所受的攻击的威胁以外，
And besides God relieving from the threat of attack,
神也用着那个时刻来向犹大说明了他整个救赎启示的里头的那个很关键的事情。
And God also used that to show Judah how he manifests his salvation.
那就是神的儿子要来到人的中间。
Which is the son of God, a son of God will come among men.
不单是挽回犹大。
Not only to atone Judah.
并且也是挽回全地的人。
But also to atone men of the all men.
所以我们看到了第十二章、十一章、十二章的时候，我们看到他神说这一段话，一直把我们说到那个到那日。这个时刻。
So in chapter 11 and chapter 12, we see that God was saying, referring to in that day.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
但是我们要回到现实这个面上面来。
So now we have to come back to reality.
如果你站在当日的犹大人的光景里。
If you were to stand in the position of the Jew, people
Judah at
that time. 你听见
神那个拯救的那些计划啊。他们很可能根本就不懂。
And very likely they would not understand God's plan of salvation.
因为神所说的那些话是从当时一直说到将来国度，甚至是说到新天新地的那一刻。
Because the words that God has spoken is from that time on until the time of the kingdom and also to the new heaven and new earth.
那这对旧约的人来说，那他们是没有办法能领会的过来的。
And for those who are in the Old Testament time, it would not be able, they would not be able to understand it.
所以回到现实面的这一方面，我们看见神又向他们再说话。
So when it comes back to reality, we see that God once again spoke to them.
那从十三章开始。
And beginning from chapter 13.
我们看到神就给他们说到他们邻国里头他的那个那些光景。
And God let them see what's happening in the neighboring nations.
这邻国里边的光景，那认真的说起来，乃是说到犹大他们的前途是怎么样。
And the conditions regarding the neighbor nations is actually talking about the future of Judah.
我们轻轻提过了一下。
And we have touched upon it lightly.
在这里提到的犹大周边的那些国家。
So now he mentions here about the conditions of the nations surrounding Judah.
都是和犹大发生直接有点关系的。
And they all have some direct relationships with Judah.
那些跟犹大没有发生直接关系的那些国家，神没有提到。
And the nations that do not have any direct relationship with Judah, God did not mention them.
而里撒边所提到的许许多多的国家都是跟犹大发生过难处的。
And all those nations that are mentioned here, they all have some difficulties with Judah.
说明白一点，那是给犹大承受难处的。
To put it more plainly, it is those nations, they are giving a hard time to Judah.
他们是给犹大制造难处的。
And they are creating some hardships for Judah.
那如果我们再深入一点来说呢？
And if we go a little deeper,
那是神兴起这些国家来对付被盗的犹大。
Is that God raised up all these nations to deal with Judah who is rebellious.
那所以上面提到的许许多多的国家都是在犹大的历史的里边是和犹大过不去的。
So all those nations that will be mentioned, that these are the nations that have causing difficulties to Judah.
那时候从十三章开始，神的话就转了一个方向。
So starting from chapter 13, the words of God has changed
direction. 不说到神计划里头那个遥远的事。
It doesn't talk about the future of God's will in a distant.
而转到跟那些跟犹大有 关系的那些国家和民族那边。
But they change the direction to those nations and countries that have dealings with Judah.
但是我们认真看下去的时候,
But if we look at it very seriously,
弟兄姊妹你还是发觉有点难处。
And brothers and sisters, you still find some difficulties.
这个难处在哪里呢?
And what is the difficulty?
难处是在说到这些国家的时候, 有部分是说到 当时的情形,
the difficulty lies in when it's mentioning the neighboring nations, sometimes it's mentioning at the conditions at that time.
但是相当部分是说到将来，或者说是说到一些属灵的情形事实。
But a big portion of it is talking about what's happening in the future or some spiritual matters.
那这些事情如果站在当时的犹大人来说，他们听是听见了，但是能领会的还是不太多的。But
these matters for the people of Judah at that time, they could listen to it, but they would not be able to understand most of it.
不过他们能感觉得到。
But they could feel it.
如果说神提到那些民族将来都在神的追讨的底下，
that these nations that mentioned by God, they will be under God's discipline in the future.
而神也要让他们看到，神所以追讨他们的那个原因，乃是因为他们过分的来践踏以色列。
And God let them see that the reason they are under God's discipline is that they have going too far in terms of suppressing Judah.
那所以犹大人虽然他们不懂神在那里说的那些话的全部的内容，
So even though the people of Judah would not understand the complete picture,
但是他们能领会一件事，
But they could understand one thing,
神没有放弃我们，
That God did not forsake us,
神为我们伸冤，
That God is taking vengeance for us,
神替我们讨回公道，
That God is claiming the rights for them.
那这一点犹大人他们听过了以后， 他们会领会的过来的。
So that when the people of Judah hear this, they could understand.
那所以等我们没有看进去以前， 我们先要把这一种情形说清楚。
So before we go further into it, we want to explain this.
不然的话我们就会觉得神说那些事情跟他们都没有直接的关联的， 那神说来干什么呢？
Otherwise, we think that why would God say these things? Because these things do not have a direct relationship with them.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为神当时对犹大说话的时候， 在神的心思里头不是只有犹大。
Because at that time when God spoke to Judah, it is not only Judah that's in God's heart.
神心思里头的那所有的那个是他永远的旨意怎么在地上执行。
What's in God's heart is how he could implement his eternal will on earth.
我们弟兄姊妹们多半都知道的，神的那个旨意在地上的成全脱不开 跟以色列的关系的。
And most brothers and sisters would know that the fulfillment of God's will on earth has to do with Israel.
我们甚至是可以这样说。
And we could even put it this way.
如果以色列在当年他们能赶得上神的那个带领。
If Israel was able to follow onto God's guidance at that time.
那教会是没有必要出现的。
The church does not have to appear.
教会所以在地上出现那个原因乃是因为以色列跟不上神做工的手。
And the reason that the church has to appear on earth is that Israel was not able to follow on God, onto God's work.
虽然神在这一段的日子的里头，神暂时的用教会来代替了以色列作为属灵历史的那个主角。
Even though for a while that God would need to use the church to take the place of Israel.
但是你要看见神那个旨意的执行就行。到那个完全的地步的时候
But when you look at the execution of God's will to its perfection
以色列是一定在其中的
Israel has to be a part of it
那所以当我们来看到神当日对犹大说话的时候他心里头的意念不是单单只看着犹大
So when we see that when God spoke to Judah we can see in his heart it's not only Judah in there
他一直看到他的永远的旨意的成全。
He was looking at how to fulfill his eternal will.
那现在我们开始从十三章来看神怎么对列国说话。
Now beginning chapter 13, we'll look at how God spoke to the nations.
首先弟兄姊妹你留意第一节。
First of all, let brothers and sisters take a look at verse 1.
亚摩斯的儿子以赛亚和默示论巴比伦。
An oracle concerning Babylon that Isaiah son of Amos saw.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
当我们读到这一节经文的时候
When we read this verse.
你必须要知道那个历史的时期
You need to know the historical time period.
十三章说的那个话
The words that are spoken in chapter 13.
连同到十四章的一大半
，and also most of chapter 14
都是在那里说巴比伦。
These are all the words are talking about Babylon.
说巴比伦的遭遇
，and talking about Babylon's situation.
但是却不是说巴比伦的兴起
，but it's not talking about the rise of Babylon.
那为什么神在这里提到巴比伦呢
？And why would God mention Babylon here？
因为按照犹大的前面的日子，他们从神手里头所接受的那一个管教也好，鞭打也好，是借着巴比伦来执行的。
Because when we look at the days ahead of Judah, whether it's the discipline or scourging that Judah received is God used Babylon to give them this discipline.
当然，这一件事情是在神的心思里。
But of course, these things are in God's heart.
但是却不在犹大人的想法里。
But it's not in the mind of the people of Judah.
你说为什么？
And you ask why?
不为什么？
It doesn't.
因为当神借着以赛亚说到巴比伦的时候，巴比伦还没有成型。
Because when God spoke of Babylon through Isaiah. Babylon has its form yet.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们查考从历史上面去留意的时候
，and we if we look at the history，
在以赛亚那一个时候说到巴比伦的时候
，and at the time when Isaiah was speaking about Babylon，
巴比伦还没有兴起
，Babylon has not been raised up yet。
巴比伦只是在从地理上来说就是在圣经就说米索波大米
Babylon geographically is in the area where Media Persia is
如果用一般的那个地理的那个知识上来说那就是米索布达米亚
and in general geographical term is where Mesopotamia is
那个中心点在哪里呢
？And where is the central point？
那个中心点就在现在的伊拉克。
And the central point is where Iraq is now.
伊拉克就是从前的巴比伦。
And Iraq is where Babylon was before.
但是当以赛亚说这 这些话的时候。
And, but when Isaiah was speaking these words,
巴比伦不过是在那一个地区里头的一个小部落。
Babylon was only a small tribe in that area.
还没有兴起。
And it was not raised up yet.
那一个时候，那一个地区的那个长权是亚述。
At that time, the power, the big power at that region is Assyria.
巴比伦是亚述这个帝国里头的一个小村落吧，是吧？
And Babylon is only a small village within Assyria, that big nation.
那为什么神在这个时候跟以赛亚提到巴比伦呢？
So why would God mention about Babylon to Isaiah at that time?
并且提到巴比伦他们的最后的结果呢？
And also mentioning the very end result of Babylon.
好像都还没有兴起就说到他们的结局。
And at that time Babylon has not been raised up yet. And
这个按照人的情理来说真是没有什么道理。
And yet God's mentioning about its end result, so it's not very reasonable in one point of view.
当我们细细读进去的时候，
But brothers and sisters, if we read into
detail, 你会留意到一件事，神借着当时这样一个很特殊的那个例子来发表一个属灵的事实。
Then you'll find out that God is using this very special history to manifest one point.
我们觉得非常有意思。
And it's very interesting.
因为以赛亚说到巴比伦的时候，
Because when Isaiah was mentioning about Babylon,
说到巴比伦的灭亡，
he was talking about the destruction of Babylon.
但是他说话的时候，
But when he was speaking,
巴比伦固然还没有兴起，
that Babylon on one hand was not raised up yet.
而巴比伦的灭亡的那个时刻呢？
And also the day of its destruction,
在一百年以后。
It was 100 years later.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你了解到当时那个历史和地理的那个环境，你觉得，哎呦，神说这个话什么意思呢？
So if you look at the history and also the geographical condition, you might ask, what does that mean?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
虽然人在当时来说不是太领会。
Even though men at that time, they did not understand.
但是神把话先说在前头。
But God spoke these words ahead of time.
等到以后事情按照神所说的话发生的时候。
So in the future, when the things appeared or fulfilled as God's word,
人就明白神的话是那样的准确，是那样的可靠。
Then men will understand how God's words are so accurate and so dependable.
那么现在我们要来注意一下。
And now let's take note.
以赛亚在这里说到巴比伦灭亡的时候的光景。
And Isaiah was here to tell of the conditions when Babylon is being destroyed.
那我们撇开巴比伦怎么兴起，巴比伦怎么来控制了整个中东那一大片的那个地区。
And first we'll put aside how Babylon has raised up and how it has control around the Middle East.
神没有让犹大在那个时候领会这一件。
But God did not let Judah understand what's happening.
神只是让犹大人知道将来有一个国家叫做巴比伦，但是为什么叫做巴比伦犹大人还不懂。如果当时要跟犹大人说是亚述，他们大概还懂。
And God only let the people of Judah know that would be a country named Babylon, and he did not tell them why this country is named Babylon. They may understand if God tell them about Assyria.
但是既然人不懂，那为什么要说这个呢？
So if the people wouldn't understand, why would he mention it?
因为这个事情跟犹大的经历有关系。
Because it has to do with Judah's experience.
因为大概过了一百年左右，还不到一百年。
Because after about 100 years later,
犹大就是给巴比伦来灭掉的。
Judah was destroyed by Babylon.
如果我们把那个时间很快速的往前面移动，
If we fast forward,
移动到犹大被掳的那一个时刻，
And move the time to where Judah was sent into exile.
你站在那个时刻来看，
And if you stand at that time to look at it,
我们 给巴比伦人灭亡了。
That we are destroyed by the Babylonians.
我们被掳到巴比伦去了。
That we are sent exile into Babylon.
那我们还能有前途吗？
That do we still have a future?
我们还能继续在地上做神的百姓吗？
Can we continue to be God's people on earth?
那神会不会就这样就把我们这个称为他选民的人就丢弃掉了呢？
Will God forsake us those who are called his chosen people?
那弟兄姊妹，如果你会领会到这一个点，
And verses if you could understand this point,
你就看到当时神借着以赛亚说的话不是说给当时的人直接去领会的。
Then you know that the words spoken through Isaiah is not for those people at that time to understand.
是直接说到一百几十年后的犹大的百姓去领去领会的。
It's directing to the people of Judah about 100 years later.
但是虽然是这样说，
So even though he spoke it this way,
但是对当时亚兰人所给他们的压迫有安慰的功用。
But these words still become a comfort for the people at that time.
因为一百年后那些践踏我们的人神也为我们去讨回公道。
Because after 100 years, God would take vengeance for us toward those who oppress us.
那么现在眼前来压迫我们的那些人神岂会不管呢？
So how would God not take care of those who are oppressing us nowadays?
所以我们觉得神在这个时候借着以赛亚来对犹大人说话有一个非常深的意思在那里。
So we can see that that's a very deep meaning that God is using Isaiah to speak to the people.
他要借着巴比伦和犹大当中所发生的事情来带出一个属灵的历史。
That is through what's happening between Judah and Babylon to bring out spiritual matter.
我们先来看巴比伦的那个人文的历史这一方面。
And we first look at the culture of Babylon.
那我们从十三章一开头那一段，你已经看到巴比伦是成为一个很兴旺的那个国家。
In the very beginning of chapter 13, we can see Babylon was a very, very big nation.
但是他们现在已经面临着一个很凄惨、很悲惨的结局。
But she was facing a very pitiful ending.
因为他们要灭亡了。
Because they will be destroyed.
那为什么他们会灭亡呢？
And why would they be destroyed?
指出一个原因。
That God pointed out one reason.
他们自高自大。
That they were very proud.
他们骄傲。
They are very prideful.
引动神的怒气。
And that they incited
God's wrath. 当然其中一个很重要的原因。
And of course, one very important reason.
神用着巴比伦去管教犹大。
That God used Babylon to discipline Judah.
但是巴比伦人来到犹大的时候，却越过神的界限而苦待犹大人。
But when the Babylonians came to Judah, they crossed God's line and to treat the people very cruelly.
那因此神就在这样的一个事实的里头，虽然在地还没有发生，但是在神的观察的里边，神已经看到了。
And in God's examination, even though this matter haven't happened on earth, but God has already saw it.
所以神在这里就宣告，神要对付巴比伦。
So here God is here to proclaim that he would deal with Babylon.
神要叫巴比伦从地上给除掉。
That he would cause Babylon to be cut off from earth.
虽然他们曾经是非常的那个强盛。
Even though for a while they were a great nation.
因着这一点，以撒就引出一个属灵的历史来。
And because of this point, it has brought forth a spiritual history later on.
我们先不看属灵的历史，先留意那个人文的历史这一方面。
But we will not pay attention to the spiritual history for now and just looking at the people's history.
虽然是强盛，但是他们的结果就是灭亡。
Even though Babylon was great, but its end was destruction.
怎么灭亡呢？
And how did it be destroyed? 所
以说出了他们怎么灭亡。
God also talked about how it was destroyed.
这就是我们读这一段话的时候，我们要留意到的。
And brothers and sisters, when we read these words, we have to pay attention.
我们刚才已经提了。
And we mentioned earlier.
以赛亚说这段话的时候，巴 比伦还没有成型，还没有成果。
When Isaiah was speaking these words, Babylon was not a country yet.
那现在就说到他要灭亡。
Now we're talking about its destruction.
那这好像有点虚浮一点吧。
It seems like it's not very practical.
如果不是虚浮，也是虚渺一点吧。
It's kind of abstract.
因为你好像在那里说一些事情，当时人都不知道是什么回事。
Because you're talking about something that people could not understand what it was.
但是这就是神说话的目的。
But this is the purpose of God speaking.
神当时说话的目的不是要叫当时的人明白。
The purpose of God's words is not for those people at that time to understand.
而是叫他所拣选的人以后明白。
But it's for those who chose to understand in the future.
那弟兄姊妹你可以回想。
And brothers, you can reflect on this.
当犹大落到神的管教里头的时候。
When Judah falls under God's discipline.
他们明白不明白为什么神放弃我们呢？
Do they understand why God has forsaken them?
为什么神让我们遇到那么严重的事情呢？
That why would God let us deal with such severe matters?
他们几乎可以说是完全没有留意到他们在神面前如何的走迷。
We could say that they do not understand or they do not pay attention to how they walk astray before God.
在他们走迷的时候，他们根本就不把神放在眼里。
When they walk astray, they did not have God in their eyes.
神你说话你尽管说。
And God, you can say all you want.
我们就是不要听。
That we would not want to listen.
那这种光景在当时的犹大是很明显的。
And this is a very clear condition among Judah.
我们就是以赛亚书读过的话的里头，我们已经了解了。
And in the words that we have read in the book of Isaiah,
如果我们回到那个历代志或是列王记去看的话，我们就会看得更确实。
If we go back to read the words in the books of Chronicles or the Kings, we understand even more.
你记得那这段话怎么引起来的呢？
But sisters, do you know how these words are brought forth?
亚兰人跟以色列要攻打犹大。
The people of Aram and also Israel would unite to attack Judah.
神让以赛亚去告诉亚哈斯王说，你不要害怕。
And God sent Isaiah to tell King Ahaz that you do not be afraid.
神不允许他们这两个国家来叫你们受苦的。
That God would not allow these countries to give you a hard time.
如果你不相信的话，你可以向神求一个兆头。
And if you do not believe, you can ask God for a sign.
弟兄姊妹，你仍然记得。
And brothers, you probably remember.
亚哈是怎么反应呢？
What did Ahaz say?
他说我不求。
He said that I would not ask.
那意思就是说。
In other words, it means.
求一个兆头有什么用处？
What's the use of asking for a sign?
如果神要拯救我们，神就拯救了，何必要兆头？
If God wants to save us, He will save us. Why would I need a sign?
你从表面上来看，亚哈斯当时这样也蛮对的。
On the surface, you would think that Ahaz was right.
但是他忘掉了，神允许那两个民族来攻打犹大，乃是神的手要叫犹大受一点管教。
But he has forgotten that God allows these two nations to come and attack Judah. Is that God would want to discipline Judah through these two nations?
但是神不要犹大的百姓糊里糊涂的在那里受管教。
But God does not want the people of Judah to be disciplined and without knowing why.
受了管教还不知道为什么受管教。
And they, after they have received discipline, they still do not understand why they have received it.
所以神就让以赛亚这样跟他说，你可以求一个兆头，你就知道神不会允许这两个王的那个来骚扰犹大到一个很深重的地步的。
So God sent Isaiah to speak to Ahaz and say that you should ask for a sign so that you know God would not allow these two nations to give you great hardship.
那我们就看到了神说这些话基本上不是为当地的人当时的人。
So we can see that God speaks these words basically is not for the people at that time.
是为以后的人。
It's for people in the future.
让以后的人看到神在历史上如何显明他的权柄。
So the people in the future can see how God manifests his power, authority.
他对他的百姓的管理。
that his management, his governing over his people.
清楚地表达神怎么的扶持他的百姓。
And to clearly manifest how God support his people.
那现在来说巴比伦的事情也是一样。
So now when we talk about the matters of Babylon, it's the same.
那特别叫我们留意到的。
The one thing that stands out is that.
我请弟兄姊妹注意第十七节。
Francis, take note of verse 17.
那里就说到巴比伦怎么灭亡的。
Now it talks about how Babylon is destroyed.
正如刚才我说了。
And I mentioned earlier.
说这个话的时候巴比伦还没兴起怎么就说到他灭亡呢
?When these words were spoken, Babylon has not been raised up yet. How could they be destroyed?
神说话的目的是在就在这里。
The purpose of God speaking is here.
就是让以后给掳到巴比伦去的犹大人，他们回过头来看看神说的话的时候，他们知道他们自己该要怎么赶快的转回过来归向神。
So it's for those people in the future after they are exiled to Babylon, how they could look at these words and to be ready to turn back.
你看十七节说怎么说
？Let's look at verse 17.
说什么
？What does it say？
他说我必激动马代人来攻击他们。
See, I will stir up against them the Medes.
马代人不注重银子，也不喜爱金子。
Who do not care for silver and have no delight in gold.
那马代人不喜欢金子，不喜欢银子，那喜欢什么
？So if the people Medes don't care for silver or gold, what do they like？
用人的话来说。
Using man's words.
他们喜欢霸权。
They like power.
弟兄姊妹们，我们留意到，神在那一个时候就已经宣告了巴比伦会兴起，但是巴比伦要灭亡。
At that time, God already proclaimed that Babylon will rise up, but Babylon will also fall.
灭在谁的手里？
And who will destroy Babylon?
灭在马代人的手里。
It will be destroyed by the people of Medes.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看到当时。以赛亚这样说的说话。
When we see how Isaiah was speaking,
如果我们不留意到以后的历史的话，我们也觉得是他说这个话什么意思
？And if we don't pay attention to the history in the future, we would wonder why he speak these words.
但是等到我们注意到历史上的那个发生的事。
But if we pay attention to what happened in history, then we can see the accuracy of God's word.
那神话语的准确，叫我们人实在没有办法推却，我们的神是那样的真实。
Because of the accuracy of God's words, that we cannot but to see how God is so faithful.
所以我插出去说一件小事。
So I would interrupt with another matter.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得圣经里边有几卷书是很受攻击的。
And brothers and sisters, you know there are several books in the Bible are attacked.
在旧约的里头，以赛亚。
In the Old Testament is the book of Isaiah.
在新约里边，那么启示录。
In the New Testament is the book of Revelation.
那弟兄姊妹，为什么这两卷书啊？长时间以来受攻击呢
？And why are these two books for a long time being attacked？
简单的来说，就是说，因为这两卷书啊，都是说到神的旨意要完成。当神的旨意完成的时候，也就是撒旦一切的活动归于零的时候。
Because both of these books talk about the fulfillment of God's will, and when God's will is fulfilled, it's the time when Satan will be destroyed.
所以这两卷书啊，在整个圣经的历史来说，很受攻击。
So in the history of the Bible, these two books were attacked very often.
我们开始读的时候，我不是跟弟兄姊妹提过了吗
？And in the beginning, when we first began reading this book, I mentioned to brothers and sisters.
人家说
，People would say.
以赛亚书不是有一个人叫做以赛亚来记录下来的。
The book of Isaiah was not recorded by someone named Isaiah.
是至少有三个人，他们所写下来的东西合起来就是这个以赛亚书。
And the book is a combination of at least three people's work.
那弟兄姊妹。你晓得这样一说，那就是说， 以赛亚书根本和神的启示没有关系了。
And if you listen to this, you will see that it that means the book of Isaiah has nothing to do with God's revelation.
但是以赛亚书里面说的好多历史上的事情都照着字面来应验。
But a lot of things that's mentioned in the book of Isaiah in history, they have been fulfilled.
那他们又怎么说呢？
And how could they explain it?
你晓得，那些人就说。
And those people would say.
因为以赛亚这一卷书啊，并不是在旧约的日子写成的。
It's because the book of Isaiah was not written during the Old Testament time.
而是在主后的日子里头，人把它写成的。
It's written during the time after our Lord.
是他写出来的时候，是把从前已经发生过的事情，用这样的一个方式是记录下来，让人看见，好像是一些预言的应验。
So the way it was written, it was recording what has already happened, but it's recording in a way that it leads people to feel that it is something, the prophecy has been fulfilled.
所以以赛亚书，并没有一个真的以赛亚。
So there was not a person named Isaiah.
也不是在主前写成的。
And it wasn't written before Christ.
事实上是以后的人在追查历史，而根据追查的历史，用这个方式来写成的。
And it's written according to some people who study history, and then they put down, they write it according to the history they read.
当然，弟兄姊妹们，你知道这样的说法，这完全就是那些根本不信圣经的基督徒说的话。
And brothers and sisters, you would understand this saying is by those Christians who do not believe in the Bible.
用现代的话来说，那是所谓基督教里边那个自由派的那些人说的话。
And it's spoken by the liberals of those Christians.
他们这样说，你不能说他没有根据，他们也有点根据。
And you cannot say that they have no basis. They have some basis.
那他们根据什么？
And what basis do they have?
是根据一个叫做高等批评学。
And they are basing it on some kind of theory.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得，在十六七世纪的那个时候，那个文学上的研究啊，他们从研究那个文学的内容转过去，去研究那些作者。
And this is something that happens in the 16th and the 17th century.
他们要从那些文字里头去追究这个作者究竟是真的是那个作者，还是别人用他的名字之类的这个东西。
And some scholars would study the literature and to try to find out whether the author was the true author or someone else.
那我们不必管那一个。
Then we don't have to pay attention to this.
我们晓得有这样的事情就可以了。
And all we need to know is that happened.
那弟兄姊妹，当他们这样说起来的时候。
And so when people say this.
他们就说了，说以赛亚书不是旧约里头的圣经。
So people would say that the book of Isaiah does not belong to the Old Testament.
是主后一些人把它写出来，就放到旧约里。
And it's written after Christ has come, and people would put it there.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
圣经它自己本身就会证明它自己的那一个真实。
The Bible itself can prove its worth.
他自己能证明自己，他本身是真实的。
The Bible can prove itself that it's real.
那弟兄姊妹，你听过死海古卷这个东西
？And brothers, you heard about the Dead Sea Scrolls?
那是在第二次大战的时候，在以色列地，他们在一个地方就发现了一些从前人留下来埋藏在那里的 一些圣经的古卷。
That is during the Second World War time, the people found these the old scrolls around in the Israel region.
那么里头就有一可以说是有一套是很完整的以赛亚。
Among them, there is a section that's a very pretty complete.
现在如果你要到以色列去旅行的话，你在那里头就有一个博物馆，是整个就是说到这个死海古卷的。
And if you go to Israel nowadays, you can go to a museum and you can see this Dead Sea Scrolls.
这些皮卷呢都展览在哪里
？And the scrolls were displayed there.
我们那里去的时候，我们也在那里把一些照片拍了回来。
And when we traveled there, we took some pictures.
那些古卷找出来以后
，And after the scrolls were found,
他们许多人都在那里研究了，那这些东西究竟是什么年代留下来的
？And many people would try to study and find out what years these scrolls are left from.
他们的那个检验出来的结果说，至少是主前400年留下来的。
And the result of examination, the people say that is at least 400 BC these scrolls belong to.
那弟兄姊妹，如果你晓得死海古卷的这一个故事的时候，你就晓得。
And brothers, if you know the story of Dead Sea Scrolls, then you would know.
是以赛亚书本身在那里。证实他是神向犹大说话的记录。
And it's the book of Isaiah itself to prove that it is the record of God speaking to Judah.
是里头很多事情没有发生以前，神就先说了。
Then God spoke these words before many of these events happened.
那现在神就在这里说到将来。巴比伦他们的灭亡就是灭亡在马代人的手里。
So now God has pointed out Babylon in the future, it would fall under the hand of the Medes.
那巴比伦是不是真的是灭亡在马代人的手里呢
？So is Babylon truly destroyed by the Medes?
弟兄姊妹，你不必去别的地方找资料。
And brothers, you don't have to look anywhere else.
你读一下但以理书，你就找到答案了。
And if you read the book of Daniel, you'll find the answer.
弟兄姊妹，你记得但以理书里头不是说到巴比伦最后的那个王，他在那里大排筵席。
And verses, you remember in the end of the book of Daniel, you see that king was there to give a big feast.
他叫人把他尼布甲尼撒王从耶路撒冷圣殿里边所掳掠来的那些器皿拿来喝酒。
And then they use all the spoils that's taken from the temple, that taken by King Nebuchadnezzar, that they use the vessels to drink with.
在他们正喝的高兴的时候，他就看到长笛上边有一个指头显出来。
And when they were enjoying themselves, they saw that there was a finger writing on the wall.
在上面写字。
And it was writing on the wall.
写了几个字在那里。
And it has written some words there.
但是他们看来看去都不懂那些文字。
But they were looking at the words and they could not understand. 当
然也就不知道什么意思了。
And they did not understand the meaning.
他就找了许许当时巴比伦的那些有学问的那个人来，他说那是什么意思
？And they find all the learned people among them and ask them what these means.
没有一个人懂。
And nobody would understand.
那结果呢？那个王太后啊，就告诉当时的那个伯沙撒王，就说：“哎呀，你的祖宗曾经用过一个犹大人，叫做但以理，他很懂这些事，你去找他来。”
And the queen mother would tell the king Belshazzar and said that that's one person named Daniel that find him, he would understand.
那但以理那个时候已经是非常老了。
And that time Daniel was very old.
那就来了。
And then he came.
他一看
and he looked at them.
那伯沙撒王就对他说
and King Belshazzar said to him,
你就是把这个文字的意思告诉我
if you're able to tell me the meaning of these words,
我就让你在国中位列第三
and I would name you number three among the nation.
并且上戴金链
and also you will wear a gold necklace.
但以理当时怎么回答他呢？
And what did Daniel answer him?
他说你的赏赐你就留给你自己好了。
You can save your gifts.
我都不要。
I would not want it.
但是这些字我却要告诉你。
But these words I will explain to you.
这是神对你说的话。
And these are the words spoken to you by God.
那你说要说就说米米米米提可乐、什么什么发耳心我把它忘掉了。
And the words are many, many tackle person.
什么意思呢？
And what does that mean?
那意思就是说
They mean
神把你称在天平里。
That God is waiting, putting you on the scale.
你的国、你那个国家到今天晚上为止。
That your nation will end tonight.
弟兄姊妹，你回去那看但以理书，你就看到了。
And verses when you go back to look at the book of Daniel, you see.
果然在那天晚上。
And at that night.
就是马代波斯的军队就攻陷了巴比伦城。
The army of Medes and Persians they attacked and taken the nation and then they destroyed Babylon.But my sisters, you know, if you go back to the condition at that time to look at it,
怎么可能呢？他们还在这里，那个花天酒地。战事如果是那么激烈的话，他们怎么还有那种闲心在那里喝酒作乐呢？
You would say that at that time they still enjoying themselves with the wine. You said that if the battle is so severe, how could they enjoy themselves?
弟兄姊妹们，如果你稍微了解一下，你就知道巴比伦人当时对于巴比伦城是很有信心。
But Francis, if you take a look, you understand because the Babylonians at that time, they are full of confidence about the city.
他们认定巴比伦城是没有人可以攻破的。
That they are so confident that they think the city cannot be taken over by anybody.
当然那个时候，就是他们在喝酒作乐的时候，巴比伦城已经是那个外围已经是落到那个马代波斯的军队了。
And at that time, even when they were still enjoying themselves, the outer boundary of the city was actually attacked by the people of Medes and Persians.
但是他们相信巴比伦是不可能给攻破的。
But they believed that Babylon cannot be taken down.
所以他们不管。
So they would not pay attention.
一方面是巴比伦城很高大很坚固。
Because on one hand, the city was very great and very firm.
外面还有一个很宽广的护城。
And also there is a river surrounding the city.
巴比伦人他们的那个防御工事呢。
And also they have very good armors.
So 他们根本没有把马代波斯人放在眼里。
So they did not pay attention to the Medes and Persians.
但是马代人那个时候就是大力乌王领的军队，他们晓得硬攻巴比伦是攻不下的。
But the king of the king Darius understand that they cannot just take the city by force.
但是他们怎么能攻进去呢？
But how could they attack and go into the city?
他们了解到巴比伦城那个下水道。
They understand there is a channel outside of the city.
在那个城底下的那个下水道。
It's under the city. There's a channel.
所以他们就在那个幼发拉底河的上游就动员了好多的军队。把那个幼发拉底河来拦住了，堵住了，堵死了，不让上游的水往上流了。
So they stopped the upper end of the Euphrates and stopped the water from going downward.
然后他们晚上来做这个事情。
And they were doing all this at night.
所以那个一堵住了，下游的水流干了，上游的水没有补充上来，那河床就干了嘛。
So because they stopped the water, so at the lower end there was no water and it was dry.
那是波斯的军队就从那是下水道就进城。
So the Persian army went through the channel and entered in the city.
就是这样，巴比伦就陷落了。
And just like this, Babylon was taken down.
巴比伦国也就结束了。
And the nation of Babylon has come to an end.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们读那个外国历史的时候，你读到那边的那些帝国的那个发展，巴比伦帝国以后就是波斯帝国了。
So when we read the history, we'll find out after Babylon is the Persian Empire.
那这个波斯帝国是什么呢？
So、
就是两个民族合起来的。
So this, what is this Persian Empire? It's a combination of two nations.
一个民族叫做马代。
One is the Medes.
一个叫做波斯。
And the other is Persia.
但是从后来 的事情来看，好像是波斯的名堂比较响亮一点。
But from what happened later on, we can see that the Persians are greater.
弟兄姊妹，你回去看但以理书的时候，你会看到这段刚才我所说的那一段的事情。
So, brothers and sisters, if you go back to read the book of Daniel, then you will see what I just mentioned.
那么弟兄姊妹，你就要注意了。
And brothers and sisters, take note.
当巴比伦这一个国家灭亡的时候，以后
，After Babylon, this nation was destroyed.
当时神的宣告不是他只是灭亡。
And God's proclamation is just not just limited to its destruction.
他是说到这个地区啊，要成为一个非常荒凉的地区，那是十三章末了的那段话。
He talked about how this region would become a very desolate region. That's toward the end of chapter 13.
你说那些话有没有应验呢？
And you would ask, were those words fulfilled?
你说有没有应验？那你说恐怕没有应验吧。
And you might say that maybe they are not fulfilled.
因为最低限度这两三年来，这个地方的你不知道的也变成知道了。
And because at least for the recent 2-3 years, even you did not know about this place before, now you do.
因为在那里发生的那个大事就是伊拉克的那个事情。
Because a great matter has happened, it's about Iraq.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不知道那个事情是怎么样。
And brothers and sisters, we do not know how the events will unfold.
但是我说一件事，弟兄姊妹晓得。
But I will mention one thing to brothers and sisters.
巴比伦那个地方从前有一个很出名的世界七大奇观。
And Babylon, that's one of the seven wonders in the world in there.
那个叫做空中花园。
Which is the floating garden.
这个大概我们只能从历史上面去知道有那么一回事，但是究竟是怎么回事，也没人知道。
But we can only know about this in history. We do not know what's actually happened.
当然那个时候是巴比伦最强盛的时候的事情。
And that was during the greatest time of Babylon.
现在连影踪都没有了。
Now it doesn't exist anymore.
那么，但是那个地方因为是文明古国，最古很古老的古国之一了。
But also,
在人类历史里头
，that place among man's history is one of the oldest cultures.
所以那边有很多很多考古的那个资料。
So there are a lot of information.
我看到一个。说到那个在伊拉克考古队的一个小新闻。
And I have read some news about archaeology team.
他们到那边去考古。
And when they were there to study the history.
就请本地人来做向导。
And they asked the locals to be their guides.
他很奇怪，他们发觉一件事。
And very strangely, they found that
那些本地人跟着他们白天在那里挖掘来做工。
The locals, they were there to accompany them when they do the excavation during the day.
都不见踪影。
But at night, they would disappear.
但是也是，我不知道那个详细的情形，大概他们要赶夜工。
And I don't know about the details, but maybe they were trying to do the work over time at night.
他们就要把那些向导就留下来。
And they wanted to ask the guys to stay.
但是没有一个人答应。
But none of them agreed.
为什么呢？
And why was that?
他们说你就是给我很高的价钱，我忘掉他们当时说你给我多少多少的价钱，我也不答应。
And they would say that no matter how much money you paid us, we would not agree.
为什么不答应呢？
And why would they not agree?
他说这一带的地方一到晚上都是鬼怪出来的。
And they said because among this area at night there will be all kinds of spirits and ghosts.
我们没有一个人敢黑夜在这里。
And none of us would dare to stay here at night.
当然也许这是他们的迷信的一些造出来的那个说法了。
And of course it could be because of the superstition that they created these things.
你能了解。
But brothers and sisters, you can understand.
伊拉克这个地方好多好多地方都是很荒凉的，除了几个点啊。
Many regions in Iraq, they are very desolate, except a few.
那因此弟兄姊妹，你留意到神的话在这里就说到巴比伦这个地方是要荒凉。
So you can see in God's words, Francis, that God said that Babylon, this area, would be very desolate.
但是更重要的一件事情，不是说那个时候，也不是说现在。
But more importantly, it's not talking about that time and also not now.
当我们读圣经读到启示录的时候，
When we read the book of Revelation in the Bible,
读到这个地到了最末了的时候，
And we talk about how this place comes to an end.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到神怎么说到那个地的那一个大臣呢？就是那代表这个地的权势的那个大臣呢？
And how did God describe how this place represent the world?
那个大城叫什么名字呢？
Oh, the big city in this place, what's the name of it? It's Babylon.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，你因此当我们读以赛亚读到这里的时候，你看到神借着当时的一个历史，把它一直延伸说到这个地最末后的。那个时刻。
So when we read the God's words in the book of Isaiah, we can see how God uses this place to talk about the place until the very end.
所以他神就很在那里宣告巴比伦是没有前途的。
So God proclaimed that there's no future for Babylon.
现在来到十四章了。
And now we go to chapter 14.
那说到巴比伦，既然神要追讨他。
So it talks about how God will pursue after Babylon.
以后犹大又是被掳到巴比伦。
And in the future, Judah would be sent exile into Babylon.
那犹大既然被掳到巴比伦，那他们还能有什么希望呢？
So if Judah is sent exile into Babylon, do they still have any hope?
弟兄姊妹，你看到神就在那里说了。
And verses you can see, God said here.
我要把犹大带回本土。
I will bring Judah back to their home country.
是不是这样说？
Is it said about it like
that? 当然在历史上神是把犹大从巴比伦带回。
And of course in history, God has brought Judah back to the land of Israel.
那弟兄姊妹你留意神在这里说的话。
But princess, take note of the words here.
如果只是对着犹大说话的话，那神说你们虽然被巴比伦掳去，但是你们总有一天我要把你们带回来。
If the words are only spoken to Judah, that God would say that even though you're sent exile to Babylon, I will one day bring you back.
但弟兄姊妹，你留意十四章怎么说？
But verses take note of chapter 14.
你没有看见犹大这一个名字在这里出来。
You do not see the name Judah appear in this chapter.
那看到什么？
And what do you see here?
看到一个雅各。
It says Jacob.
看到一个以色列。
You can see Israel here.
说到雅各。
When it mentioned about
Jacob. 当然就是说到以色列了。
It of course is talking about Israel.
但是为什么说他是雅各呢？
But why is it called Jacob?
弟兄姊妹们，我们很容易能了解。
But sisters, we can understand it very easily.
雅各没有给称作以色列以前，他是怎么样的？活在神的面前，弟兄姊妹们都心里有数了。
The Jacob before he was called Israel, how he lived before God, that we all are very clear about this.
那是在神的面前，实在是不能说是蒙神纪念的。
That he cannot be called someone who's remembered by God.
或者说，神是纪念他，但是他不会领情的。
But we can say that God remembered him, but he did not appreciate it.
那时候的雅各心里所想的就是只要神的祝福，但却不要神的自己的。
But in Jacob's heart, all he wanted was God's blessing, but not God himself.
那等到后来，在毗卢以勒他回迦南的路上，跟神摔跤了以后，神说：“你从今以后。”不要再叫雅各，要叫以色列。
And it's until the day in the place of Peniel that he was struggling, he was wrestling with God, and God told him that from now on you will be called Israel and no longer Jacob.
那弟兄姊妹都知道那段历史。
And brothers, we all know about this history.
那然后你就看到了。
And then you see.
等到以后的日子，说到这一个民族或者说到这一个国家，如果他们在神的面前，光景不挺对的时候，神说雅各。
And in the later days, when God mentioning about this country or this nation, and if their condition is not right before God, God would call them Jacob.
可以说是从人的本性的里面去说你们是怎么样。
Is according to man's nature, it would tell them how they are before God.
换过一个光景。
And if we put another way,
换过一个光景哈。 如果这一个民族他们在神面前活得合主的心意呢？
If this nation lives according to God's will，
或者说他靠近主的心意呢？
And or if it's close to God's will，
神说你们以色列，
And God would call them Israel。
弟兄姊妹，你留意到名字里头就带给我们那一点的这样的体会。
And we can see how in the names that we can understand。
所以你注意这里，神耶和华在要连续雅各。
And here it says the Lord will have compassion on Jacob。
雅各这个人是不应该给神悦纳的。
That Jacob, this person, should not be accepted by God。
因为他的本性在神的面前是不拣选神的。
Because in his own nature, he does not choose God。
但是神因着他的祖宗亚伯拉罕的缘故，神拣选他，神怜悯他。
But because of his forefather Abraham, that God has mercy on him.
然后就把他们拣选出来，放在神的计划的里头，他们就成了以色列。
And God chose him, and then in God's will that it has become Israel.
那我在这里特别再提回这样的一件事情，乃是让弟兄姊妹看到神是怎样的纪念他所选召的百姓。
That I mentioned this so that brothers and sisters will understand how God remembers those he choose.
不是他们配,
it's not because they're worthy,
而是神的怜悯,
but it's because of God's mercy.
所以神虽然允许他们受一点管教,
so even though God allows for them to have discipline,
但并不等于神放弃他们,
but that doesn't mean God forsakes them.
神要借着管教来调转他们的脚步,
it's through the discipline God wants to turn them back.
让他们脱离雅各的天性而站回以色列的那一个神的拣选的恩典里。
So they would depart from Jacob's nature and to go back to the position where God's where God chose them.
那所以我们从十三章一节读上来的时候，你就看到神在那里说到巴比伦的事情，乃是为着要叫被掳的犹大人他们受安慰。
So beginning from chapter 13, God wants us to see how through the discipline of Babylon, Judah through Babylon, that God also wants to comfort them.
但是犹大从巴比伦回来，只是犹大而已。
But it is only Judah who returned from Babylon.
以色列还没有出现呢。
And Israel has not appeared.
上一次我跟弟兄姊妹提到了。到现在有十三的十个支派还找不到的。
And last time I already mentioned to brothers and sisters, there are 10 lost tribes that are not found yet.
那现在这里呢？说这个回来不只是犹大。
And now when it mentions here about the return, it's not only Judah.
是从雅各出生而成为以色列的这一个大群。
It's those who are from Jacob and become Israel. It's a big group.
那这个事情在什么时候发生呢？
And when does it happen?
绝对不是在主后七十年，对不起，不是犹大被掳巴比伦七十年以后回国的那一件事情，所显明的。
And it's not about the time when Judah has returned after 7 years of exile in Babylon.
那以色列在什么时候，在什么光景上，他能回到本土，并且在那里重新在那里显明神自己的作为呢？
And when can Israel and under what condition can they return and manifest God's will?
弟兄姊妹，旧约的人不一定能了解，他只知道如果他们相信神的话，他就相信神会做这样的一件事。
The people in the Old Testament time, they may not understand, but they know that if they believe God can do this,
但是什么时候做，怎么做，他们是没有办法了解。
But,
因为那个时候神没有说到那一个部分。
And at what time and how God would do it, they would not understand because God has not mentioned it.
但是感谢神，我们现在能了解。
But thank God, nowadays we could understand.
什么时候以色列重新在那里显出是作为神的选民在万民中履行那一个祭司的国度的任务呢？
So,
功用呢？
During what time is Israel able to once again manifest its kingdom of priesthood and to manifest its function?
当国度在地上显明的时候。
Is when the kingdom is manifest on earth.
也就是说，我们的主回来 把教会提去，然后又带着教会一同到地上来的时候，那个时候以色列就完整的显出来。
Which is the time that when the Lord returns and to bring the church with him and also to bring the church back, that's the time.
所以当我们读到这里的时候，你看到在时间上来说是绝对绝对超越了当时犹大面对的那些事情。
So time-wise, we can see that what's mentioned here is surpassed what Judah was facing at that time.
而一直把我们的那个 眼光带到神的国度在地上的显明。
And it brings our eyesight to the manifestation of God's kingdom on earth.
把人的眼光从以色列受欺压一直给带到以色列站在神要他们站的那个位置。
So it brings a man's eyesight to when Israel was being oppressed to the point that where they are standing at the place where God wants them to stand.
好了，当神把这些话借着以赛亚说了以后，
So after God spoke these words through Isaiah,
神就从这样的一个历史的预告的里头就引出另外一个属灵的事实来。
So through this prophecy in history that God brings forth a spiritual matter.
那这个属灵的事实是很严肃的。
This spiritual reality is very solemn.
圣经里面给我们看到撒旦。
In the Bible, it tells us about Satan.
但是神的话没有一个地方很明显的告诉我们关乎撒旦的各方面的事。
But in God's words, there's not a place that tells us very clearly about the matters of Satan.
因为神也不需要我们，也觉得我们没有这个需要去那么去了解撒旦。
Because God does not think that we need to try to understand Satan very, very thoroughly.
但是神又不要我们对撒旦成为一个一无所知的人。
But God also does not want us to be ignorant about Satan.
所以在合宜的时间，神也稍微透露一点关于撒旦的事情。
So in an appropriate time that God will let us know some matters about Satan.
而严格的说起来，
To put it straightly.
在圣经里面说到撒旦的来源只有两个地方。
There's only two places in the Bible that tells us about the origin of Satan.
一个就是在以赛亚书这里。
One is in the book of Isaiah.
另外一处就是在以西结书28章吧。
And another place is in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 28.
只有这两个地方说到撒旦是怎么回事。
These are the only two places that tell us about what Satan is.
那现在我们就来留意了。
Now let's pay attention.
神在宣告巴比伦的结局的时候，就借着巴比伦王来引出撒旦的来历和结局。
When God was set to proclaim the end of Babylon, he used the king of Babylon to bring out the origin of Satan and his end.
那所以弟兄姊妹你注意了。
So my sisters take note.
所以十四章开头的一节到第二节是说到以色列的那一个完全的复兴。
The first two verses of chapter 14, it talks about the complete revival of Israel.
这个复兴的时间是在国度的日子来到的时候。
And this time of revival is when the kingdom comes.
那是在这样的一个时候。
It's during this time.
神就把他那个话题转到撒旦的身上去了。
That God has switched his topic to Satan.
那弟兄姊妹们，当我们留意读启示录的时候，
And brothers, this is when we read the book of Revelation,
我们都有一个印象，或者说有一个这样的认识。
That we have this understanding.
当国度开始的时候，
When the kingdom begins,
也就是在地上横行了好久的撒旦给捆绑扔在无底坑里。
And that's the time when Satan was bound and threw into the endless pit, a bottomless pit.
一直等到他再次给放出来的时 时候，那个就是整个可以说是整个国度的时期，撒旦都是给关锁起来的。
And during the period of kingdom, Satan was locked away.
那现在好像就说到撒旦给关锁起来的那种光景。
So now it talks about the condition when Satan was locked away.
那他就用巴比伦王来做这一个表号。
He uses the king of Babylon as an emblem or as a type.
固然是说到借着巴比伦当时对整个大很大的巴比伦帝国整个的地区的对人的那种压制的那个光景来引出撒旦对人的压制。
And of course, he uses the condition when the king of Babylon is oppressing all nations to bring forth how Satan is oppressing the whole world.
那但是呢，他虽然曾经这样的强盛
，Even though it had its time, its time when it was very strong.
但是他的结局还是要下到阴间。
But its end was to go down to Hades.
那他神就用着巴比伦王的经历来引出撒旦的那一个过程的经历。
So God used the experience of the king of Babylon to bring forth the experience of Satan.
那弟兄姊妹，你读从那个字句上面，你看到巴比伦强盛的时候，的确是不可一世的。
And within the context, you can see when Babylon was great, it was really great.
嗯，他这里就说到他在怒气中辖制列国。
And here it mentions in verse 6, it says, in fury, it subdued nations.
行逼迫无人阻止。
With relentless aggression.
哦，现在他死掉了。
Now it has died.
全地都安息了。
The whole land is at rest.
那么如果你把它放在撒旦的身上，这个话也合适。
And if you put it on Satan, these words are appropriate also.
但是弟兄姊妹们，你注意。
But brothers, just take note.
如果他真是说巴比伦王
，If indeed he was talking about the king of Babylon，
他只能威吓在地的人
，He can only threaten people on earth。
但是这里说到他下到阴间的时候，他好像把阴间也震动起来。
But now when it mentions that he goes down to the grave or Hades。It's as if he is stirring the grave.
这个我想弟兄姊妹你能了解，不管你在地上，你还活在地上的时候，你怎样怎样的威风。
And I think one sister can understand, no matter how great you are while you're living,
你死了就死了。
After you die, you die.
你跑到阴间里去的时候，不过就是阴间多了一条死尸就是了。
When you go down to the grave, that's only adding one more corpse in the grave.
没有什么威风可以再表达的了。
Then you can no longer have your pomp.
但是稀奇。
But amazingly.
但这里说到这个巴比伦王的时候，他不单是活的时候，好像叫人惧怕。
When it mentions about the king of Babylon, it seems like not only when he was alive that people were afraid of him.
他死了以后也显出他还是很有威胁。
And after he's dead, it seems like he is still threatening around.
弟兄姊妹，我们读两节你就看到了。
And verses, we can read two verses, then you'll see.
第九节。
Verse 9.
你下到阴间，阴间就因你震动来迎接你。又因你惊动在世成为首领的阴魂，并使那成为列国君王的都离位站起，他们都要发言对你说，你也变为软弱像我们一样吗？你也成了我们的样子吗？你的威势和你的情色的声音都下到阴间，你下扑的是虫，上扑的是蛆。
That we just read from verse 9 to verse 11.
弟兄姊妹，你从字句上你就看到了。
And brothers, from these words you can see.
虽然他好像下到阴间。
Even though he went to the grave.
他再没有权势了。
That he no longer have his authority.
但是他好像还带着一点 威风的残余在那里，还是叫阴间有点震动。
But seems like he has still has some remaining pomp that he can stir up the grave.
你说为什么？
And you might ask why.
为什么他这样特别？
Why is he so special?
如果在地上做王，现在他在那里碰到的都是在地上做过王的人。
That he was a king when he was alive. Now, when after he goes down to the grave,
怎么那些人在阴间碰到他，好像还要让他三分呢？
That he will still meet the leaders, and the leaders are still afraid of him.
好像我们很难了解。
It's hard for us to understand.
但是神说。
But God said.
不是说真的巴比伦王是这样。
It's not talking truly about the king of Babylon.
巴比伦王来说出另外一个人物。
It's through the king of Babylon, he's mentioning about someone else.
而这一个就说到给关到那个无底坑里头的那个撒旦。
This is talking about the Satan that's bound in the bottomless pit.
那说到这个撒旦的时候。
When he mentioned
Satan, 他就说出撒旦的来历了。
He talked about his Satan's origin.
从十二节开始，弟兄姊妹们，你看到。
Beginning from verse 12, you can see.
撒旦是谁呢？
Who is Satan?
原来撒旦他很有来头的咯。
That he was someone with significance.
在以赛亚书里头就说他是明亮的晨星，明亮之星，早晨之子。
That in book of Isaiah it says he is the morning star and son of dawn.
他是有光的了。
That he has light.
那在黑夜里头发星在那里有点光，但是他这个光是好像比别的更明亮的。
That the stars will shine at night, but this star is seems like it's more shiny than the other ones.
他又叫早晨之子。
He's also called the son of dawn.
用着你晓得，那早晨之子就是说。黑暗在他那里已经结束了，一个光又从那里开始了。
The son of dawn means that darkness has passed away and the light has come about again.
好像说出撒旦从前他没有堕落以前，他在属灵的那个警戒的里边，他还是蛮有威势的了。
That it talks about how before Satan falls in the spiritual realm, he has much authority.
但是发生变化了。
But there was a change.
神的说你何景堕落坠落，何景从天堕坠落啊。
And God said that how you have fallen from heaven.
你这个功败列国的何景被砍倒在地啊。
That you havebeen cast down to the earth, you who once laid low the nations.
你本来很有威势啊。
You were great before.
但是为什么现在你落到这样的一个光景呢？
How is it that you have fallen into such a condition now?
原来。
And the reason is.
十三节，这就是撒旦堕落的那一个根源。
Verse 13 talks about the origin of Satan's fall.
撒旦堕落的那个根源，也就是人在神的面前走迷的同一个原因。
The origin of Satan's fall is the same reason that man has walked astray before God.
十三节那里就说了。
In verse 13 it says.
说到撒旦当时堕落，所以堕落是为什么？
It tells about the reason why Satan has fallen.
他说你心里曾说我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座在神众星之上，我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方的极处，我要升到高云之上，我要与至上者同等。
We just read verse 13 and 14.
弟兄姊妹，你看到了撒旦的堕落的根源是什么？
And sisters, you can see the origin of Satan's fall.
他要推翻神的宝座。
That he wanted to take over God's throne.
而叫他自己坐上去代替神。
So that he can sit on the throne to take the place of God.
他要做神。
And he wanted to be God.
弟兄姊妹们，这一个叫做不守本位的天使。就是这样不守本位。
So, brothers and sisters, this is the angel that would not keep his position.
那你说，撒旦他怎么会有那么大的口气呢？
Then we would say, why would Satan be so proud?
我们在以赛亚书里头就 没有看见更多了。
And in the book of Isaiah, we didn't see any more. 神只是说
出他堕落的那个原因。
God only tells us about the reason of his fall. 但是
你翻到以西结书的时候
，But verses if you go to the book of Isaiah,
你就看到撒旦他原来在神面前是怎么样的。
Or the book of Ezekiel, then you see how Satan was before God.
而那边就告诉我们说
，And in
我们翻到那里看啊
，Let's go to the book of Ezekiel.
以西结。该是二十八吧。
It should be chapter 28.
对呀、啊，二十八。
Chapter 28.
14节。
Verse 14.
你是那瘦高遮掩约柜的基路伯，我将你安置在神的山上，圣山上，你在发光如火的宝石中间往来，你从受造之日所行的都完全，后来在你中间插出不义。因你冒雨很多，就被强暴着充满，以致犯罪。所以我因你亵渎圣地，就从神的山驱逐你。遮掩月柜的基路伯啊，我已将你从发光如火的宝石中除灭。你因美丽心中骄傲高傲，又因荣光败坏智慧，我已将你摔倒在地，使你在倒在君王面前，好叫他们目睹。目睹眼见。那标志们在以西结书这一段话里头就说到了，原来撒旦是在神的面前势力伸开翅膀来遮掩神的约柜。
And in Ezekiel chapter 28 verse 14 we can see that Satan was standing before God and as a cherubim to cover the ark as a garden cherub.
如果我们从建造会幕或者建造圣殿的 那些记载去看的时候，你就看到基路伯的 他们在那个在神面前那个属灵的功用。
And if we look at the history of building the temple and or the tabernacle, we can see the function of the cherubim.
是在那里彰显神的荣耀，也是保护护卫神的荣耀。
They were there to manifest and to protect God's glory.
我们不知道他那个过程是怎样。
And we do not know about the process.
因为他藏在约柜的面前。
Because they stand in front of the
ark
always.
也可以说他藏在神的宝座的面前。
And they stand always before God's throne.
慢慢慢慢，他里边就发生变化。
Very, very, very gradually, there's a change within them.
我既然能护卫神的荣耀，彰显神的荣耀。
Since I can manifest and protect God's glory,
我自己也能发表，我也有荣耀。
Then I also have glory and I can manifest my glory.
弟兄姊妹，就是这样一回事。
And this is the matter, brothers and sisters.
就从看守神约柜的，或者说侍立在神宝座前的。基路伯就堕落成了撒旦了。
Oh, so it has changed from standing before God's throne, the cherubim, to the Satan that falls.
那是弟兄姊妹，我们读到这个地方的时候。
So when we read here, brothers and sisters,
我们就看到神借着在犹大发生的一些事情，而引出犹大还是有前途。因着犹大这个前途，就牵涉到犹大被掳的那个历史，由这个被掳的历史就引出了灵界里边的一个历史的事实。
So we can see from the events that happened in Judah that leads to how Judah still have a future, and then the history of exile.To talk about the spirit, what's happening in the spiritual realm.
那弟兄姊妹，如果你抓到了这样的一个事实的那个发展的那个神说话的那个线路。
And versus if you grab hold of how these events develop.
我们看这一段话就不太会受骚扰了。
And we would not be disturbed when we read these words.
借着宣告巴比伦的毁灭，也是宣告撒旦的权势的要结束。
Through the proclamation of the destruction of Babylon, it also talks about how Satan has lost his power.
所以到了这段话的靠近末了的时候， 神就说巴比伦是没有前途的。
So toward the end of these words, God proclaimed that there's no future for Babylon.
当然这个话里面我们就能更多的看到，
And in these words we can see more.
巴比伦那个经历也就是人在地上的那一种经历。
That the experience of Babylon is also the experience of man on earth.
巴比伦所夸耀的是地的荣耀和丰富。
What Babylon boasts about was the glory and abundance on earth.
人在地上的时候也常常就是要追求地的荣耀和丰富。
When men on earth, what they pursue about is usually the glory and abundance.
但是你怎么看到巴比伦没有前途？
But how you see Babylon does not have a future.
你也能看到，如果我们一切的追求是放在地的荣耀和丰富，等到有一天你也看到这个追求没有前途。
And you can see that if we all we pursue after is the glory and abundance of the earth, of the world, then we can see there's no future in it.
所以到了二十三节的末了那一句，神就说出一句话非常肯定的，就是万军之耶和华说的。
So at the end of verse 23, we can see that God very clearly, he says, is declared by the Lord Almighty.
然后弟兄姊妹们，你又来注意了。
And then brothers and sisters take note.
神的话说到这里，
that God's words,
好像是说从当时一直说到将来，遥远的将来。
It's talking about from that time on until the future.
但是说回当时的现实。
And when we go back to the reality at that time,
犹大的那一个威胁是来自亚述，这个是现实。
The threat of Judah is from Assyria, that's a reality.
巴比伦在以赛亚说话的时候还不成气候。
When Isaiah was speaking, Babylon was still not a great country.
真正给犹大受威胁的是亚述。
The true threat of Judah was Assyria.
所以你看到神说话，
So you see when God speaks,
说到神那个永远的那个光景的时候。
And he speak until the time and in the future, the eternity.
神又让犹大人回到现实里。
God brought the people of Judah back to reality.
让他们很受安慰。
And so that they can be comforted.
神说亚述人是很有威胁。
That God said the Assyrians, they are a big threat.
但是二十四节神就说了，万军之耶和华启示说，我怎样思想必照样成就，我怎样定义必照样成立，就是我在地上打折亚述人在我山上将他践踏，他家的恶必离开以色列，他的家的重担必离开他们的肩头，这是上全地所定的旨意，这是上万国所伸出的手。万军之耶和华既然定义，谁能废弃呢？他的手已经伸出，谁能转回呢？
And we just read from verse 24 to 27.
你看到
Francis, do you see?
这一段话要结束的时候，神就说回到现实了。
When these words are about to end, God brings people back to reality.
神说亚述虽然强大，但是他们不能给你们有什么威胁。
God said even though Assyria is great, but they cannot be a big threat to you.
因为神不允许他这样做。
Because God would not allow for them to do it.
并且神要借着亚述跟犹大当中所发生的事情向全地来说明，一切都要按照神的旨意来成全。
And through the events happening between Assyria and Judah, God was there to proclaim to the whole world, this is his plan.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们读到这里的时候，我们还不知道犹大和亚述当中有什么事情要发生。
Even after we read until here, we do not understand what's happening between Judah and Assyria.
但是我们看过了神对列国所说的话的时候，神就给我们很直接的去看到犹大和亚述当中 所发生的事情。
So, but after we read all the words that spoken to different nations, that God let us see clearly.
我们现在先有这样的一个概念。
So God let us see clearly what happened between Assyria and Judah.
以后我们看到那里的时候，弟兄姊妹们，你就很清楚了。
So now we first have a concept, and later on we will be very clear when we get there.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
在这一段话，神借着巴比伦来说出了好些属灵的历史。隐藏的事实。
And through in all these words, God has spoken to us many hidden facts in history, or hidden spiritual facts in history.
虽然我们不太容易能完全的掌握得透。
Even though it's not very easy for us to have a good grasp.
但是我们确实看见神在这里向我们说出了一些他要我们明白的一些。属灵的事情。
But we can see that God wants us to understand some spiritual matter.
我想我们今天晚上就停在这里。
And we'll end here this evening.
我们有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.